This is Innovations in Patient Care. Hi, and welcome back to another episode of Innovations in Patient Care. I'm your host, Jamie Davis. This episode is sponsored through the generous support of Physio-Control. Find out more about how they are helping healthcare professionals innovate and improve outcomes in healthcare at physio-control.com, or look for them here on Facebook and Twitter. This week on the show, a special panel discussion is here with some of our friends from Physio-Control to come in and talk about some exciting things they're working on. Check it out. Hi, Jamie Davis here from the MedicCast here in EMS World Expo 2016 in New Orleans. I'm really excited to be here talking about some of the exciting things going on with Physio-Control and systems of care, and we're going to get into that in just a second. But first of all, I want to ask Christina and Lucas to introduce themselves. So Christina, if you could first tell us who you are and what you do.
Sure. I'm Christina Ferland. I'm a group manager in our data solutions team, and our team is responsible for making sure that all of our standalone software products are things that meet our customers' needs and things they want to buy.
Excellent. And Lucas?
My name is Lucas Busick, and I'm a LifeNet product manager, so anything related to LifeNet falls into my bucket.
Excellent. So we're going to talk systems of care, and I think first, before we get started, we should really define what that means. That means a lot of things to different people. So Christina, would you like to tell me, when you think about systems of care, what does that mean to you?
Well, when I think about systems of care, I think about the efforts that we're all making in pre-hospital medicine and emergency medicine in general to improve patient outcomes. And what we've learned, I think, by watching systems around the world improve their care is that there's not any one magic bullet. That there are a whole lot of levers that we can pull on and see improvements in patient outcomes, whether it's mortality, whether it's neurologically impact survival. There are a whole lot of different things that we can do, and each one of them makes a difference.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's funny that you say that, because we were talking before we got started recording about that there's not a lot of new clinical things happening in the sessions at this conference, but everybody's talking about things like that, like you just described, that it's the systems and making the systems work better. And that's something the physio has really been focused on. And the LifeNet product and all the other data, standalone data products, how they integrate with each other to form a top-to-bottom system of care. Would you like to talk a little bit about how that focus starts with something like LifeNet?
So what we have done when we started with the LifeNet solution in 2008, our focus was on STEMI patients. So you have that patient who needs a care, is in a critical condition, and the whole chain of events need to happen before the patient gets the treatment. So we have that pre-medicated, pre-hospital 12 lead, and now our solution allows the crew on scene to inform the teams in a hospital about the status of the patient, condition, and so on. And the solution which we put in place is the basis for the system. You have the input and you have the output. The input is the patient, and the output is the condition of the patient after he gets the treatment. And the LifeNet is one of the solutions which can help out.
And this integrates with the whole thing top to bottom, so that we get that patient with the patient care report. We integrate with LifeNet, we integrate with the products, the physical products that Physio has, and then we also get to do things like specialized alerts and things like that. So it's not just about STEMI anymore, but we can do sepsis alerts, we can set up other kinds of things.
That's exactly right. So there are a couple of ways that we can look at it as a system. The first is exactly what you pointed out, and that's systems integration. Can we make these systems talk to each other so we improve our communication channels and ensure that complete and accurate information is passed every time there's a care transition? The second thing that you talked about is the fact that, you know, we've got all of these different people involved, and we've got all of these different patient types, and we'd really like to be able to use one system, no matter who in the hospital we want to alert, no matter what patient type we have coming in. The more streamlined and simple our workflows can be out in the field, the better, right? So let's use one system for all of these different mm-hmm. patient types. And then finally, the other way that we think about systems are looking at the entire patient encounter. So let's talk about before EMS ever arrives. Can we impact citizen bystander response. We know that bystander CPR makes a huge difference in the patient outcome. So can we do anything to impact that? Can we build a chain? And so one of the things we've been looking at is, where are the gaps? Where are the gaps in our customers' lives and in the patient experience? And can we start to fill in those gaps? I had a customer say to me very recently that CodeStat, which is our post-event review tool and our quality management tool, has saved more lives than any other product we make. And that's a bold statement, but you can
see. But I can see. I absolutely can see, right? what they're saying, because it's that review and refinement of our technique for the next patient that goes on to save more lives and make us better at what we do.
Exactly. So that's another part of the system, right? It's not even just what we do when we're out in the field. It's that moment that we take to pause and say, can we learn anything from that experience we just had? Can we get better? So there are a whole lot of ways that we can deliver better patient care by looking at it as a system.
Yeah, it's filling in the holes.
Right, exactly.
And also, Christina mentioned the CodeStat, which is a post-event data analysis tool which we offer to our customers. We had just recently released the version 10, and it goes one step further for the annotations whenever the crew needs to do a hot debrief, how well the CPR was done, and so on. We have introduced a feature like automated ventilation annotations. So once they get the data from the DFIP into the CodeStat, they get a perfect report card how the CPR was done, you know, whether the airwaves were managed properly and so on. So it is another advantage for our customers to utilize the components of the system, of the solution, how they can move and better the care they provide.
And that's something, you know, we talk about managing and adjusting our ability to provide better care through things like CodeStat. But what I like to hear is you talk about version 10 of this product, is that you're partners in this with us. As a person who uses physio control products in my ambulances, I see you guys as partners, because just the conversations I've had at conferences like this with people in the physio booth and other places, where you are constantly improving as well. You listen to what I have to say, and you bring a new product to market with some of those ideas implemented. And that's something that's part of that system too, because the people providing the tools that we use in the field are part of that system. So it's really much bigger than we really think about.
Well, that's a huge compliment. I mean, and I should say that we're engineers and we're technical people. We're not medics, and we're not out there working in the field. So it doesn't really matter what I want. Right? It matters what you want, and it matters what's going to be good for patient care. We try to be very focused on that. I'm glad that you see that in our products, certainly.
Excellent. So what's new? Anything on the horizon that you can talk about? I know that we have to keep some things under wraps because of regulatory constraints, but Physio continues to innovate all the time, and I know there's always new things coming down the pike.
Yeah. We're always working on the integration piece. So you brought that up, and that's something that we're always trying to improve. Let me give you a hypothetical example. So we have an EPCR solution called Healthy MS, and one of the really interesting and unique things about Healthy MS is that you can enter your protocols. So for example, if you've got a cardiac arrest protocol and there are five things you absolutely must do and four things you should consider in any cardiac arrest call, you can indicate that on the screen and make it really easy for a medic to document when those things are done. But it also gives you a really easy way to monitor protocol compliance. So you can go in and run a report that says, which protocols are we failing to follow consistently, right? Wouldn't it be nice if you could link that up with clinical information, and you could run a targeted training program, right? And then measure again later and say, have we improved the way that we're adhering to these protocols? Has that had any impact on our patient outcomes? Those are the kinds of things that we're thinking about in terms of the futures. How do we link all those things together to make them even more meaningful for our customers?
And I heard somebody describe that once as giving the end user handles to use with their data.
Sure, yeah. I mean, data is a mess. It's a sea, right?
Yeah.
How do you find anything meaningful in it?
Give them something to hold on to that they can actually grab their data and actually do something meaningful with it.
Make it actionable.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Certainly.
Well, you know, both of you, thank you so much for coming in here and chatting with me. Is there anything else we want to talk about with systems of care before we wrap up?
No, it's really great to be here. Thanks for having us.
Oh, it's awesome.
You.
Thank you both for being here, and I want to thank all of you for checking out this segment here from EMS World Expo 2016. We're here in New Orleans in the Physio Control Podcast Studio, and we want to thank Physio again for their continued support of everything we do, and we'll be back with more great segments from the conference coming up soon. That's going to wrap up this segment and episode of Innovations in Patient Care. Stay tuned for more segments from the top healthcare, EMS, and nursing conferences this year as we continue to focus on ways that healthcare professionals, just like you, are providing innovative care and improving patient outcomes all the time. Thanks again to Physiocontrol for sponsoring this and other episodes of Innovations in Patient Care. Make sure you say thank you to them on Facebook or Twitter for helping me bring you some of the best in healthcare innovators every year. I'm your host, Jamie Davis, the PodMedic. You can check out my other shows in the iTunes directory or over at MedicCast.com. I'll be back soon with more from Innovations in Patient Care. In the meantime, stay safe. And stay tuned here to Innovations in Patient Care.